The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Talking Monkeys, your favorite podcast about your favorite show, 12 Monkeys.
The finale!
The grand finale.
OMG. Terry, we're going to need a little more enthusiasm than the grand finale.
Well, I just was giving it dramatic weight by saying the grand finale.
The grand finale.
The grand finale.
All the answers to all the questions.
A few questions were raised.
No. And more questions were raised. Yeah. But first, my lovely panel. To my left is Miss Amanda Shule.
Hey.
Ta-da.
And to her left is Mr. Todd Stashwick.
Hey.
And, of course, we have Mr. Terry Metalis.
Hi.
All right, guys.
And we have a guest observer.
We do, indeed.
Studio in Universal Cable Production exec, Stacey. Fung, say hi.
Yay,
hello.
Stacey.
Give that one a mic.
Stacey is a huge part of the creative process of the show.
She's been with us since the pilot.
Since the pilot.
Stacey and I ate frozen cupcakes together on a very cold evening in D.C. when we were shooting the pilot, and we were at the mansion in Detroit. Mm. Yeah. It was cold, and craft service was outside, and Stacey and I chiseled through. I mean, we were literally chiseling through. This is not why people are tuning in to listen.
Oh, yeah. Did we have a finale? But
so, Clark, what did you think?
I thought, I thought that there was a lot that happened. And
yes.
That's an understatement, Avi. I did not...
Did you
Millennials.
See the witness?
I did not say
full words.
I don't. I've got things to do and podcasts to record. Damn it. No, I did not see the witness coming.
Now,
and
you are a fan of horror.
I am.
Rosemary's Baby.
That is the note that I wrote down. I wrote, how Rosemary's Baby of
yes.
you. And actually, because it's 12 Monkeys, we're going to begin at the end.
And then
wow.
the beginning.
I like what
you
did.
Aren't you getting a tattoo of that somewhere?
That's a dick joke she keeps making.
She's the definition
of punchy. So here is my question. Sorry, go ahead.
She just went full mork.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Yes. About the Rosemary's Baby or about beginning
We knew. I mean, we've always known
That's
that this is
when did that decision or
where we're going.
Yeah. When did you guys know or figure out exactly how
Too
and
soon.
Who the witness would be?
We from season one was the first sort of we're like, this probably would make the most sense along the way. We definitely explored a couple other options, which I'm not going to reveal here.
Okay.
We went down the road of one thing for a short time, but nothing made sense the way the original idea of who it was, mostly because this is a show about Cole and Cassie. Mm-hmm. What does this mean now that their child was the architect behind the destruction of the world and time itself. So that was, and again, you know, beginning of season two, talking about where that would go in a season three and beyond was really great territory. Now, but you were asking before, like, you will not see Cassie running around in future seasons of the show, pregnant, trying to defend her.
Barefoot.
This was
that's all I can say.
Barefoot and pregnant
in a kitchen.
Well, no,
somewhere.
this is what my first question.
And if she wanted to do that, more power to her.
She can do whatever she damn well wants. That's what I say. But this was a real thing that popped into my head was, oh my God, you know, she's got this, for lack of a better term, demon baby. She's Rosemary with the baby.
Yeah.
And mother, mother, mother being chanted. And I just thought to myself, like, the Cassie, it's so creepy.
Yeah.
I just thought to myself, the Cassie I know would not.
Say it. Just say it.
The Cassie I know would go, F this, killing this baby.
Yeah. So.
And Amanda's shaking her head, but I'm not, but I also know this show. I know you. I know you guys. I know Amanda at this point a little. And I know that it would not be a whole season. I just don't trust. I can't speak for you guys. But I just don't trust that we would see a whole season of Cassie going, my baby, what do I do? Do I keep it? Do I not? Can
yeah,
I change
no,
it?
You're
I
def- mean, that's definitely not what is on the table. I mean, it's hard to get into too far because as of press time,
sure,
we do not have a pickup
right
for our show. Everybody, now turn your mic to studio exec Stacey Fung.
Do you have Stacey? No. Do you want to announce something today?
I have no scoop or power to make any kind of
no. But I think that's important to note is at the time
chiseled
of recording.
Muffins so,
but,
together, but Stacey.
The
chiseled muffins. That's a sequel to
her the second album band.
There's a muffin theme going on
muffin
here.
You know, guys. They just watched the finale.
Oh, sorry.
They just,
and we're back.
They just
Demon
watched
Baby.
This huge twist, and you guys are talking about Meat Muffins.
Which is her nickname
for
her
baby.
For her baby.
For that little demon
little
baby.
Meat Muffin.
So here's Meat Muffin.
Oh, you little Muffin.
It gives a new meaning to Muffin
Who's
Top. Meat Muffin
Armageddon.
Top. Okay, Terry. Ooh, serious question. Serious things to talk about.
I don't think we cannot be serious right now.
Please. Do it. You've got the floor.
What,
no, but at the time of this recording, no, we're not set up for season three yet. However, you know, and obviously you can't say yes or no, but
so
that
lot,
fear
so
that fans
can I just say, thumbs pressed, this is what it will be going for.
So
and
Jones.
It's, well, that's Barbara. Meaning,
right?
Barbara
right.
Says instead of fingers crossed,
it's
in Germany
pressed.
They say thumbs pressed.
It's
so
German.
Yeah.
Thumbs pressed.
So thumbs pressed. It. I don't know what that accent was, but thumbs pressed going forward.
You are
Terry.
Master of voice. Do the Meat Muffin voice again.
And then do Deacon.
That's for
trying to be serious.
That's for later.
So it goes like this. I can't do it. I can't do it with these two. We
Settle,
can't talk about
children.
It.
Can't help it. We only have a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Be good, and then you get a treat.
Deacon will not be returning in future seasons.
Yeah, exactly. You're casting
Thank
your
God.
Fate right now.
No. Okay.
Well,
we should
dead.
Say that. We should
yeah,
say that.
He's
well,
dead.
No, we did not see Deacon die.
Well, we saw him stabbed
but
a lot, right?
But he's pretty much That's not. True. It's not looking good for Deacon.
It's not looking good at all.
But we have not seen the last of Theodore Deacon. I can say that. The thing about The Witness is a lot of people are going to say, how? Because Cole undid that thing. The thing that people need to remember is both Cassie and Cole in their blood have these injections that make them exist.
Unstuck.
Unstuck in time.
Well, also, we've had the mantra born out of time.
Yes.
Yeah. Born of two travelers out of time. And that's exactly.
That's what Pallid Man says at the end. So this the witness is special in that way. I can tell you that the witness has very specific reasons for all of this. And the only thing I will tease is that maybe when you see the witness's story and his point of view, you might be like, hey, he's got a point.
That's so 12 monkeys.
It was worth 7 billion people.
It might have been worth
Totes.
7 billion people.
Amanda, when you got this news or when you were told, when the team behind the scenes said, hey, this is where we think we're going for your character, and then, you know, here we are on the day, like the big reveal, did you have reactions? Did you have thoughts? What were your, I mean, of course, you must have.
Of course, I had lots of thoughts about it. But, and I, like you, feel like Cassie is not going to sit on her laurels and allow this to just transpire. So I think already from the very beginning, wheels are turning with her as soon as she figures this out. Because also, how can she trust them? Is this real? How can this be? You know, there's so many things going on in her head during the whole procession. She's just realized that she had this whole other existence, this whole other life, love finally, and that's been ripped away from her. She's with the enemy, and then this bomb gets dropped, and there's a lot that kind of needs to be sussed out for her to figure out her next steps, but she's already planning on it.
Yeah, and we're in the future.
In the future,
Heller.
Future.
We're in the future.
2163.
I mean, talk about ambitious,
Terry. So in the last podcast, you said there was a shot that blew yes. your mind? What was the shot?
Titan, like Titan from above. Oh, yeah. And just this epic space city, essentially. I know that's not what it was, right. but that's what it looked like to
Did
me.
You know it was a time machine?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But I think it might have become a little more clear as the episode was sort of going on.
When yeah. you think back to 210? Yeah, 210 with male Dr. Jones.
And this is a...
209. Hyena. The end of Hyena? Hyena. Yeah.
So that... Elliot Jones. I'm glad you brought
had
him.
A hand in building the building Titan.
So this is going to be problematic, I would assume, going forward if we go
the
forward.
The Jones family is very complicated.
Indeed. They sure are.
That is an uncomfortable therapy. Thanksgiving.
Indeed. Indeed. okay. So yeah, that this the finale of the finale is just crazy. We're going forward in time. You know, we've lost Cassie's tether. She's gone. You know, Cole and Jones just barely get out and get away. Our friends like Mr. Deacon have been
Deacon's
in a bad situation.
Deacon's a bloody mess.
He's a bloody
and
mess.
Probably
he's a pincushion. He's probably dead.
He's dead.
Deacon's dead. Deacon's we'll say it here.
Let's just say Deacon's dead.
Sam's the witness, and Deacon's dead.
Sam is the witness. That's what I've been saying. Anymore.
What? No, what do you mean?
That was my guess.
But Ramsey is
so Olivia. Guessing. We find you know has
her group.
Yeah, she's with the group, and she has bailed on the 12 monkeys. She's not on Team 12 Monkeys anymore.
And she's gonna take them to. We now know the gloved hand was this striking woman.
Sure.
Who had Sam?
Oh.
And Jennifer Goins. In World War One,
yeah, in France.
In France. By the way, I wish we could. They didn't make all the outtakes, but there is about a 10-minute scene of just Jennifer Goins in that trench singing French songs.
Oh my gosh!
it's
a own mini series.
It was a fun night.
So we the finale concluded a lot of things, but asked a lot of questions. But before we got to the finale, I have to bring up the character of Lillian.
Yes.
So basically, Cole and Cassie are living their lovely best life in the 50s, playing house. It's Christmas.
Baking.
We're
making a turkey.
when we were doing that scene, we did. There's one little bit of a scene that got taken out. And we're in the kitchen at one point.
I think it's going to be on the DVDs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cassie, there's a turkey that's burnt. And the set decorators had like 11 pies in that kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was like, that's all Cassie's been doing.
She has been baking for like the last 7 months of her life. There was an apple pie and a pumpkin pie. And it was just elbow to elbow pies in that. It was very, very funny.
Adorable. It's so delicious as well. Yeah, exactly.
Two people at that dinner.
They're having all their friends over.
Yeah.
They have their friends. No. Friends.
Oh,
so they're playing house
on a pie diet.
You know, she's pregnant. They're in love, and down at the
contest, just the two of them. Sorry,
Clark. That's okay. Don't look at me. It's your show, girl. I'm just here. Plus, he brought me a muffin, so I'm happy. but you know, Cole's out and about, and he's realizing because that was a big thing in the last episode. Was like, look, it's over. Whatever this is, we're still here. Our mission doesn't work.
Right.
And but now time is stopping around Cole. By the way, is it just around Cole, or is Cassie's clearly not having these moments too?
Whether or not
she's
that moment
in the house, so she wouldn't have known.
Right. We don't know how much of that is in his head too, or what happened to him exactly. But other than this, primary was trying to send a message. To
sure.
him.
So yeah. And that's Lillian, played by Madeline Stowe.
She was amazing.
She was great.
It was
smart.
Amazing
smart.
To smart. Have her on board this for the finale. It was so cool.
And she has a lot of very important. Primary riddles to espouse.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about, first of all, this character? Like, did you know there was going to have to be somebody here to relay this information? And also, you know, she seems like she's pretty important.
The idea was always, if we were going to have Madeline on the show, was to make her, you know, the thing that everybody remembers about the movie is Brad Pitt and the insanity. It was sure. Like, let's give Madeline the chance to do her brand of insanity. And we knew we had primaries. So we knew the sort of Obi-Wan Kenobi of primaries would be back there and could offer sage advice to Cole. And this other way to travel, and it was kind of perfect that it was her.
Mm-hmm. And so, okay, Cole realizes through conversations with her character,
Lillian,
that she would need to, he needs to basically consume the, well, he tells her, she tells him the forest is coming for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, what? No way.
Storms are here.
Yep. And he goes out and there it is. Yep. Oops. So he takes the leaf. She kind of clues him in. Look, you need to do a little trip. You have the... It's kind of very Wizard of Oz. Like, you had the power all along, right. Dear.
Well, it also runs in the family, doesn't it? Because his kid did it to the mommy.
Yeah.
In episode 7.
Yeah, that he can do that. It's exactly right.
Yep.
That's so... Really, we were having this conversation. Sean and I were talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
It's part of a thing. But but it also means you can't just go in there. You can't just be like, I'm going to go back, drink the tea, go back to Titan and stop her from being kidnapped. No, there's somebody else in there and you don't want to be there.
Right.
But for me, that sort of quantum leap moment. First, we finally got to see the writing on the wall.
Yep.
That was in Olivia's house the night. This was home 19. So that was the setup for that. And then and at that moment you may be like, it's Cole. Cole's the witness. But the quantum leap, I love him quantum leaping into the other episodes.
Like, to see, it was Back to the Future 2.
Yeah. To just go back and see all these best of scenes where he meets Jennifer.
Yeah, like, I mean, for you guys, obviously there was, where he meets Cassie, where he meets Jennifer, has a really important conversation with Ramsey. Were those the reasons that you picked, the certain ones that you picked?
Yeah, for me it was like, if you're going to quantum leap through moments of the show, you want them to have the most meaning. And, I just love the idea of going back to that parking lot to the moment he saw her walking out, because it's just one of the scene maybe that's in my head from seeing the pilot a million times. And then the Jennifer scene too, which is nice, because the first time he was in that bed, he was terrified to see her there with the knife. And this time he's amused and it's Jennifer and don't call me Otter Eyes. And then there's Ramsey and shaved head Ramsey from season 1. And that's meaningful too to him. And he's talking about give Cassie a chance, let her in.
Can I say just a little factoid that both the Jennifer scene and the Cassie scene that you chose, those were each of our first scenes with Aaron.
That's true. The Jennifer scene was the last thing shot of season 2.
It was the first thing that Aaron and Emily ever shot together.
Yeah.
So as he goes through, he makes the decision to basically kill Charlie to prevent the paradox.
Yeah.
And then they splinter back to 2044.
Jones alone.
Jones.
We get the Jones story. Bass what happened to her?
Jones.
Yeah.
This was so great.
Toughest cookie of them
all.
My
favorite shot was her with the cigarette in her mouth
shotgun.
And the shotgun.
Yeah.
It was just like, she's so awesome.
And
yeah,
the dog.
I mean, when you write a season finale,
and
you want
the dog, the payoff.
You want to give everybody a great moment, if you can. And that was Barbara's moment. But then she gets a couple, because then when she gets in the time machine, that's kind of one of my favorites.
That was amazing.
Holy shit. Yeah.
That was.
But when she says initiate splinter sequence and she's in the chair, it's one of those.
It was
cool. Very, very, very cool. And so they do that. They got to swoop in because there's still time to save the team.
Yep.
And they do. They show up. And
we can't skip over Jennifer's big speech.
Yes.
That was.
So every motivational speech from pop culture ever found its way.
It was originally a lot longer, but I knew since she had been quoting all these movies, I'm like, how great would it be to do the Lord of the Rings, to do it? And we had all them all in there, Independence Day. So, and David shot it great, and Emily was fantastic, and she really got into it. And I love the close up of her mitten hand in the air. And then we do Bugs Bunny crickets, where it's like they're not into it.
Well, I will say, I was, I did think that we would see you know, Jennifer, I don't know, not that I would think this about 12 Monkeys in particular, but just as a viewer, there was part of me that thought, okay, old Jennifer, you know, passes the torch, and clearly young Jennifer has a long way to go, but we would see her make maybe a little more progress through the course of these last couple of episodes. But I like kind of that we're still trying to figure this out.
She's
like,
still Jennifer, she's still, but the really thing she proved was heart.
Right.
And that was, that's all, that's what they needed to follow. So yeah, she's great. And then we see the Titan slaughter from another point of view this time and save the day.
Save the day, indeed. However, with saving the day, we realize a couple of things. First of all, Cassie talks about the butterfly pendant she remembers, mm-hmm. which I kind of really loved. And can you talk a little bit about like that moment of, whoa, wait a sec?
Sure. We shot all of that in an oil refinery and that particular scene was done at like maybe 4 or 5 in the morning, and it was raining, and it was freezing cold, and so it wasn't it was kind of an unusual circumstance to have this very heartfelt warm moment to shoot, but it's, I mean, obviously the dichotomy is perfect mm-hmm. when it comes to 12 Monkeys. So we got to that particular shot, and I was so personally, I, Amanda, was so nervous mm-hmm. about that, because I wanted to make sure that I gave it just everything that it was owed, because that was really setting up a lot.
Definitely.
And truth be told, we didn't shoot it that many times. So I was really nervous about it. And Terry knows I was really nervous about making sure that it came across, because you have like 4 or 5 words to express this lifetime and this relationship of these people.
And score.
And what?
And musical score.
And musical score, which yeah. helps it tremendously helps. On this.
Piano will help. Like, oh, that means something.
Yeah.
There's a piano there.
Yeah. Oh, I should understand that means something heartfelt.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and so I was nervous, and I expressed my concern to Terry, and so then Terry gave me a piano soundtrack, and then everything was fine.
That's fine.
Perfect. Nailed
That's
it.
What I do for acting.
I mean, basically,
it's not working. Piano. But we should talk about like the stuff with you guys in the house was kind of the last week of shooting, and was such
that was the last day of shooting. The last week of shooting was
12 and 13 in the house.
It was all of my personal last few days of work were all the house.
Yeah.
And then my last scene was a bedroom scene.
Yeah.
So I have no final photos because they wrapped me, and I walked out, and everybody like was clapping when you finish. Just for people listening, when you finish shooting a show, and each actor sort of drops like flies, so you sort of applaud and honor each person leaving, or if it's a crew member or whomever it is. And my last shot was in the boudoir, and I walked out, and they go to clap me out. I'm like, no, this is not how it's happening. Yeah. This can't happen like this. I was wrapped in a towel. I was very upset.
We were all nervous about that hookup scene, but it came out great.
Yeah, that was episode 12. We're past talking about that.
But so okay,
time travel.
We've got all the time in the world.
But
so,
but even the Christmas stuff was too. It was like the last week. It was nice to finally do the small character
Happy.
Show. Yeah,
yeah. Aaron kept saying over and over again, "This feels like an independent film. It feels like we're doing this independent film," because we had this really small crew at that point. The rooms were not
tiny.
Big. Yeah, they were tiny, and so it was just a few people in each room. It really felt like a very different show. But I guess in saying that, each episode of this show is very different from the one prior and the one after. Mm-hmm. So it was these two people who haven't been happy for 25 episodes suddenly are the happiest they've ever been in their lives. It was really a unique experience.
Yeah, it was a lot of sweet moments too. And so, but unfortunately, not a sweet moment. Titan is going cray cray. Ramsey's losing his business.
Randy's not happy with Cassie.
No, he's really mad. And Jennifer's like, look, it's time to split. Deacon's on board. He's like, let's rock.
Crazy's making sense.
Crazy's making sense. That's right. And through this process, Jones kind of realizes that Titan is the machine.
Yeah,
which was huge. This is a big thing.
Yeah.
And you know, Ramsey splits off. He's going to be led to, by the way, is that Adler? Who is in the,
No, it wasn't Adler. That's it's one of Olivia's guys. We've seen him before as one of his like her attaché.
Okay.
But he is to get him to her.
So he's turned on the 12 monkeys. He says,
he was a plant.
He was always exactly.
Sure. So he lures Ramsay to go try and find his son. Deacon is faced with big trouble and and my favorite was, you know, kind of just, sorry I killed you. Yeah. Great line.
He had talked about that line for a while just to have that. Because, again, Deacon was brought into, like, Jones, Cole, Cassie, everybody knew about all this time travel stuff from the jump. And he came into it at the end of season one where he's like, wait, what?
Right.
So it's all still kind of absurd and crazy. And even in the scene from 210... when he goes, I guess you're going to 1957. like he still finds this stuff so strange, and other people are so absolutely used to it.
Right.
That when he looks at her and he's like, well, if I can do nothing for you, sorry I killed you, and then I will at least buy you some time now so that you can continue.
Yes. Yeah. And she does continue, and she gets splintered, as we talked about. Mm-hmm. She gets sent to France, and I mean, we shouldn't, as audience members, know exactly why that's where she ended up. Yeah.
Well, it was pretty random.
Fans of the original film.
Yeah, it is an homage to Bruce Willis going to, but it is random. It was the product of her shooting the machine gun and. Shooting, she goes to shoot one guy and then just sprays it everywhere all over the machinery and activates this beam.
And then, of course, you know, Cole won't leave without Ramsay, but
they are actually safe. They are out of Titan, and Cole turns around and goes after Ramsay.
He loves Ramsay.
Yeah, he does. He loves him. And
this is after he realizes that Cassie remembers their relationship and they could go running off into the sunset.
Ramsay's his first love. Come on.
This is true.
Take
off the mask.
So, Kirk, when did you get here?
Because I don't know if that was Kirk.
Who was that?
Watch it. Watch it. So they'll go. Oh my God! I heard it.
Take off the mask.
Take off the mask.
You're adding a monster.
There's a little Bane.
There.
No,
it's there. I'm there. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's a little.
You'll see.
Sloth.
But that is no. That is a big. That is a big reveal, though, is that, you know, he goes back. But Cassie says, listen, for me, please, let's go. And he does. So
but not in time. She gets splintered away.
Yep. But he feels bad.
Yep.
As we see later. And that brings us to the end, which is our beginning.
Which is Cole has to go to the year 2163.
Indeed.
To hopefully rescue Cassie.
Which is a jump the machine
never done before.
And they're not prepared for, and they don't know what's there. I do. It's not going to be easy. They have quite obviously, just from the reveal alone, an emotional journey ahead of them. All of them do. So we'll see.
All right.
Hopefully we'll be able to keep telling the story.
So, final thoughts, my 12 monkeys friends?
Well, one question I asked him is, what happens if a person splinters right at the moment of their death? Mm. That was an interesting thought to me.
That was an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Is there an answer?
I don't know. I haven't really gone down that road.
Okay.
I've gone down too many other roads.
There's a lot of roads.
There's a lot of roads. There's...
The road you choose is the journey you take, and it's all...
Clark.
Yes.
We were lucky to have you.
Thank you.
On this 13-episode journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys are great.
Clark with an E, Wolf with an E.
Indeed.
Hope we get to do it again.
I do too.
Indeed.
I do too. Full-on video after show.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
That's next season.
That's what I want.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to these podcasts.
Thanks, guys.
Indeed.
We really appreciate it. We hope we made your drive to work or whatever it was a little bit more entertaining.
Your elliptical time at the gym.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. If that's what they're doing while listening to us.
Oh, God.
I'm sure they enjoy that.
Yeah.
They're doing some heart healthy and
mind healthy.
Positive.
All right. So anything else? Any final words you want to leave with the friends, with our listeners, or is that it? Is that a wrap?
Thanks for
guys?
Coming along. We hope you liked it, and we
we liked doing it.
We had the best time ever. Stacey, anything
soon.
You want to say?
All right.
No.
Okay. Studio exec is not
all right, guys.
Say.
Thank
That's
you.
Not a good sign.
Thank you. No notes. That's a good sign. It's a very good sign. All right, guys. Well, thank you all so much for listening to us during Talking Monkeys. Please, tell your friends about the show, I guess. Or just thanks
Binge
for coming
it.
Along.
Binge
yeah.
it all over
Binge
again.
It all.
Binge, watch it, share, talk.
Going up on Hulu. That's
all
right.
The above. Yeah. And you guys want to tell them one last time where they can find you?
Amanda Shule.
At Todd Stashwick.
I'm at Kirk Acevedo.
Hashtag
I've already used this joke at Terry Metalis.
And I'm at Clark Wolf. Clark with an E. Wolf with an E. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We will
Bye,
see
everybody.
You soon.
Bye. See you soon.